Oral comprehension. Listening 1. You'll hear listening 1 3 times. Listen carefully and tick the correct answer. Now look at the questions for this part. You have 45 seconds. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. I need some information.
Good morning. Welcome to the Tourist Information Office. How can I help you?
Hi. What can I do and see in the city today?
What do you like? Culture, sport, music events?
I love history.
There is an interesting exhibition about Romans at the History Museum.
That sounds good. And where's the museum?
It's very simple. Go along Prince Street, cross Green Street, and turn left into Lake Street. Then continue to the end of the street. The museum is next to the post office.
Is it open every day?
Yes, it opens all day, from 10 in the morning to 7 in the evening.
And is it free?
It is free for children. But it's £4 for adults. There's also an exhibition about tennis at the Sport Museum, but today the Sport Museum is closed.
And do you know a good restaurant?
What type of food do you like?
I don't mind. Italian, Japanese, vegetarian, anything except burgers. Yuck.
There is an Italian restaurant near the History Museum. It's quite cheap and it offers the biggest pizzas in town. You can also have a snack in the museum cafe.
Thank you very much. Bye.
You're welcome. Enjoy your visit.
Now listen again. I need some information.
Good morning. Welcome to the Tourist Information Office. How can I help you?
Hi. What can I do and see in the city today?
What do you like? Culture, sport, music events?
I love history.
There is an interesting exhibition about Romans at the History Museum.
That sounds good. And where's the museum?
It's very simple. Go along Prince Street, cross Green Street, and turn left into Lake Street. Then continue to the end of the street. The museum is next to the post office.
Is it open every day?
Yes, it opens all day. From 10 in the morning to 7 in the evening.
And is it free?
It is free for children, but it's £4 for adults. There's also an exhibition about tennis at the Sport Museum, but today the Sport Museum is closed.
And do you know a good restaurant?
What type of food do you like?
I don't mind. Italian, Japanese, vegetarian, anything except burgers. Yuck.
There is an Italian restaurant near the History Museum. It's quite cheap and it offers the biggest pizzas in town. You can also have a snack in the museum cafe.
Thank you very much. Bye.
You're welcome. Enjoy your visit.
Now listen again. I need some information.
Good morning. Welcome to the Tourist Information Office. How can I help you?
Hi. What can I do and see in the city today?
What do you like? Culture, sport, music events?
I love history.
There is an interesting exhibition about Romans at the History Museum.
That sounds good. And where's the museum?
It's very simple. Go along Prince Street, cross Green Street, and turn left into Lake Street. Then continue to the end of the street. The museum is next to the post office.
Is it open every day?
Yes, it opens all day, from 10 in the morning to 7 in the evening.
And is it free?
It is free for children, but it's £4 for adults. There's also an exhibition about tennis at the Sport Museum, but today the Sport Museum is closed.
And do you know a good restaurant?
What type of food do you like?
I don't mind. Italian, Japanese, vegetarian. Anything except burgers. Yuck.
There is an Italian restaurant near the History Museum. It's quite cheap and it offers the biggest pizzas in town. You can also have a snack in the museum cafe.
Thank you very much. Bye.
You're welcome. Enjoy your visit.
Oral comprehension. Listening 2. You'll hear listening 2 three times. Listen carefully and tick the correct answer. Now look at the questions for this part. You have 45 seconds. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. A phone call.
Hello, John. It's Carol here.
Hi.
You go to French classes, don't you?
Yes. I have private lessons once a week.
I'm not very good at French, and my parents have decided to send me to France next summer.
Well, my French teacher gives lessons every Friday afternoon.
Is she good?
She is really good. We learn songs in French and we play games. It's so fun.
And how much is a lesson? I don't want to pay more than £20.
It's £18.50 for an hour.
That sounds good. And where do you have the lessons? At her house or at a language school?
At her house. She lives at 124 Portobello Street. It's close to the post office. You can take bus 23 to get there.
How many students are there in the class?
There are 6 students, 2 boys and 4 girls.
Thanks, John. I'll call her tomorrow.
It will be great to have you in class.
Thanks for your help, John. Bye.
Bye.
Now listen again. A phone call.
Hello, John. It's Carol here.
Hi.
You go to French classes, don't you?
Yes. I have private lessons once a week.
I'm not very good at French, and my parents have decided to send me to France next summer.
Well, my French teacher gives lessons every Friday afternoon.
Is she good?
She is really good. We learn songs in French and we play games. It's so fun.
And how much is a lesson? I don't want to pay more than £20.
It's £18.50 for an hour.
That sounds good. And where do you have the lessons? At her house or at a language school?
At her house. She lives at 124 Portobello Street. It's close to the post office. You can take bus 23 to get there.
How many students are there in the class?
There are 6 students, 2 boys and 4 girls.
Thanks, John. I'll call her tomorrow.
It will be great to have you in class.
Thanks for your help, John. Bye.
Bye.
Now listen again. A phone call.
Hello, John. It's Carol here.
Hi.
You go to French classes, don't you?
Yes. I have private lessons once a week.
I'm not very good at French, and my parents have decided to send me to France next summer.
Well, my French teacher gives lessons every Friday afternoon.
Is she good?
She is really good. We learn songs in French and we play games. It's so fun.
And how much is a lesson? I don't want to pay more than £20.
It's £18.50 for an hour.
That sounds good. And where do you have the lessons? At her house or at a language school?
at her house. She lives at 124 Portobello Street. It's close to the post office. You can take bus 23 to get there.
How many students are there in the class?
There are 6 students, 2 boys and 4 girls.
Thanks, John. I'll call her tomorrow.
It will be great to have you in class.
Thanks for your help, John. Bye.
Bye.
That's the end of the oral test.